Hi, welcome to, I'm sorry I can't say it's been a daily audio, but a special audio for this week's Parsha, Parshas Shoftim. The Torah teaches us, Shoftim v'shoytim titin lecha b'chol sharecha. Place guards by all your gateways. Shoftim are judges, shoytrim are guards, or as we'll discuss a little bit deeper. This verse was told to the Jewish people before they entered into Israel, explaining to them the necessity of having a justice system. Without a justice system, a country goes into absolute anarchy. So a justice system is essential for good people, for people in general, I guess even evil people, for all people to survive. As I once read Freud wrote, even a dictator wants that people should keep the law, do not kill. So the bottom line is that the Rebbe brings a tremendous teaching that we say in the daily prayer, Vashiva Shoftecha Kevereishenu V'Yoyatzecha Kevatchila. Please return to us the Shoftim, the judges, as before, and your yoyatzecha. So we change the word away from shoytrim, away from officers and guards, into the word yoyatzecha, into yoyatzim, people who are advisors. Now, what's the difference between a guard, a police officer, or an advisor? The obvious difference is that if somebody won't follow the law, you need the police. But if somebody will follow the law, all you need to do is tell them what the right thing is. They're only too happy to do the right thing because they want to do the right thing. One of the greatest transitions of human history, if not the greatest, most important transition, what the world was really created for, was the transition of people to want, that they themselves should desire to do good. This process was quite a lengthy process. It took thousands of years for people to get out of their heads all their innate subconscious lusts for sex, for power, and for them to truly realize that all these things are absolute, as they say, shtusim, they're rubbish, they have no benefit for anyone, they're just a temporary state of it's just a quick fix, and it doesn't make the person happy. We've certainly, at least the Western world, has overcome the desire for ego. We've overthrown kings, emperors, in the last century. We've seen a complete transformation, the majority of the world, to democracy, believing that right is might, not might is right, which is a major transition. It's very difficult to describe how great that transition is because we grew up in it. Therefore, we can't appreciate the extreme barbarism. All you have to do is look at what's going on in the Arab world, which is run by dictators, to see how evil such a tyrannical concept is and how fortunate we are. And also, most of the world has already gotten over the ridiculousness of this infatuation with sex, and people are looking for spirituality, they're looking for God. It is particularly those people looking for the truth, having finished, having regurgitated the passions, because if you eat ice cream long enough, it simply becomes despicable. They are the ones, the Baal Tshuva, the person who returns to God, having been on the other side, he is the one who truly is infatuated with God and truly infatuated with doing the right thing, for he has no foreign desires, he has no foreign gods within him on a instinctual or subconscious level. And therefore, Mashiach is coming for these people. He's coming to help these people, to elevate these people who already want to do good, both in the Jewish and in the non-Jewish world. So ultimately, in our generation, the Rebbe said the time of this prophecy has returned. An amazing statement. We've already achieved the state of the return of the great judges, the great advisors, and these were, as the Rebbe says, the previous Rebbes, beginning from the time of the Baal Shem Tov. You see, the Baal Shem Tov was able to see from one side of the world to the other. Many, 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 many stories that prove this. We're not going to go into it now. But all the great Rebbes, in fact, there's a very poignant story that two young men, they were going to see the previous Rebbe in Leningrad. And on their way, they paid respects to one of the greatest scholars of the previous generation, a man by the name of the Rogachover Guide. Now, when they stopped off, the man, the Rogachover Guide, asked them, "Tell me, do you know what a Rebbe is?" Well, they weren't going to tell this great man who a Rebbe is. So he replied, "What a Rebbe is, even I don't know. But one thing I can tell you is that every night the Rebbe goes through the entire world, and when he sees a fellow Jew in need, he tries to shatter the decree that is preventing whatever is necessary for him in heaven." So obviously we're dealing with a level which is of incredible greatness, incredible holiness, and this level was given, as the Rambam says, the level of prophecy returned to the Jewish people in anticipation of the times of Mashiach, when all Jews will be great prophets, and he gives even a year that it returned in his time. So the Rebbes were very great prophets, but they didn't only come as judges in a superior way. They came as a friend. They came with good advice. Therefore, we must strengthen everything the Rebbe says. Go to iChassid.com. Again, iChassid.com. You'll see all the Rebbe's good advice for us in the recent years. And if we follow that advice, we're literally following a commandment in the Torah. I believe it's one of the first commandments the Rambam brings down. The Bible says, Navi Akim Me'acheichem Kamoich, that God will create in every generation a prophet like Moses. And this individual, like Moses, has great prophecy. And what he says becomes an actual mitzvah, a literal obligation, though, of course, it's a pleasure. It's said in our interest to listen to him. The very fact that there were previous Rebbes that attested on our Rebbe means our Rebbe is also in the category of a prophet. Also, that if we literally want to be a religious Jew, we are obligated to follow his wise encouragement in terms of doing more good deeds. And of course, there are many details, but that's the generality of it. The Rebbe always emphasized to always grow. Never say, "I've done enough," always grow. Additionally, the Rebbe encouraged us, every Jew must have a mashpia, a mentor, particularly somebody schooled in Jewish mysticism, a rabbi or a rabbitzin, who can give them advice and lead them in the right direction. And as the Rebbe says elsewhere, the advice will actually be Hashem's advice for them. So, in other words, we are living in amazing times when one can get Hashem's advice for them. The Rebbe also mentions the idea of having a guard by your gate can also mean your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, because these are things that are your interface with the world around you. We all need to protect ourselves, particularly today where pornography, where the standards of society have literally become pornographied, and I don't believe that maybe, I don't know, in ancient Greek Colosseums there was such a low standard. I don't believe there was such a low standard in the history of humanity. And therefore, we must be very careful with our eyes, careful with our mouths, careful with what we hear. We have to be in control of ourselves. So the Rebbe says that the Rebbe, the generation, that all-encompassing soul comes through our individual divine soul, giving us the power to be in control. Ultimately, it all boils down to a choice. Do you want to be in control? Do you want to follow instincts? Do you want to follow God? Well, with God's help, hopefully this was a little bit inspirational. May we all merit to immediately see the time of the coming of the Mashiach speedily in our days. Thank you for listening. Have a great Shabbos.